The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, the public hearings and the impeachment hearings are done, over, finished for this week. And we honestly do not know where it's going from here. We don't know. Adam Schiff has not revealed what's going to happen. It's done for this week. We don't know whether there's going to be any more public hearings. We don't know. It is possible. It is possible that the Democrats will just draw up articles of impeachment because... Well, they haven't gotten any new information at all. None. Nothing new today, nothing new yesterday, nothing new the day before. So they're not strengthening their case. So there is speculation that the hearings are done and the Democrats may draw up articles of impeachment. If they do, the House of Representatives will vote to impeach Donald Trump. I don't think there's any doubt whatsoever about that. And then, of course, it'll go to the Senate where it doesn't have a chance. So all of this time, well, anyway, we will see. But the public hearings are done for this week. All right, before we go on to other stories, I've got Jamie in Greater Metropolitan Lynchburg, Ohio. And I believe Jamie wants to continue the discussion on Chick-fil-A. Hey, Jamie, how are you?
Pretty good. How you doing, Bob?
I am well, thank you. I appreciate you asking, and I appreciate your call.
Yeah, I just was going to say, out of all those Chick-fil-A things, that this should be a very good lesson as far as anybody out there that has a Christian business or is building a Christian business, that you had really better take good faith in who you're hiring as far as if you're wanting to keep your continuous, you know, Christian beliefs. Even on down the road, as you say, you don't want to look 50 or 100 miles. You want to look 1,000 or 5,000 miles, even when you go to hire somebody.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's sad to say, but
I think you know this Chick-fil-A thing. Honestly, the more I think about it, the sadder it becomes, because the Christian community in America, particularly Christian businesses, have been under attack for such a long time. If you are a Christian and you own a business, you've got a huge target on your back. We've learned that from the cake maker, the baker, Jack Phillips out in Colorado, the Baronel Stutzman, the florist in Washington, the photographer down in Phoenix, Arizona. I can't remember her name. The screen printing business down in, I think it was Lexington, Kentucky, where just people doing their own thing and with some activist from the LGBTQ community comes in, makes a demand, and the Christian stands for their principles. And we have seen this over and over and over and over again. We've seen businesses, you know, driven out of business because the far-left activists. Chick-fil-A has been kind of the rallying cry for Christian businesses in America. Christians who have a business could look at Chick-fil-A and say, ah, they have not bowed down. They have not caved in, and look at them. They're doing better than they've ever done before, which is true.
Yeah. The only only thing I could leave on that note is that, you know, I'm not going to really speculate, and I'm not even really going to make a decision because, as they say, you know, the Lord can give us, but the Lord can take us away. So I guess we just need to leave it up to Him.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
I guess we'll see. We'll just see what happens down the road, because I just feel that I think there are going to be a lot of things taken away on that, because, you know, you just can't do that. If you're not going to stand your ground, then, you know, sad. But
yeah.
But on that note, that's why I said I appreciate you taking my call, and listen to your show. I do a lot of driving back from Lynchburg to Columbus every day, and I really enjoy your show.
Well,
going
thank
home
you.
In the evening, so.
Jamie, you have no idea how encouraging that is, and I mean that sincerely. Thank you very, very much.
You've been my rock to get home, an hour and a half drive home, everything. So I just like to say appreciate that.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad you haven't driven in any poles or anything while we're talking.
No, I don't plan on doing that. I've been doing this for over 10 years. God bless you, though.
You as well, Jamie. God bless you. Thanks so much for the call. Please call anytime. All right. I remember how all of us responded when Chick-fil-A came under attack in 2012. I can't believe that's been 7 years ago. But Truett Cathy, the founder of Chick-fil-A, took a position on traditional marriage. He didn't condemn anybody. He didn't condemn anybody. He just said, hey, I believe in traditional marriage. And all hell broke out against Chick-fil-A. And by the way, it was 2 years later, he died. I don't think he died because of that, because he was very elderly at the time anyway. But do you remember how the Christian community rallied around Chick-fil-A? I remember very well Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. I think Mike Huckabee was one of the originators of Chick-fil-A Day, Appreciation Day, and a certain day was chosen, a certain date on the calendar. And here in Columbus, the Polaris Chick-fil-A is up on Sankas, and people were calling. We had people on the air calling, I want to go to Chick-fil-A, but I can't even get close. The road's blocked. It's a complete gridlock. You can't get within a half mile of Chick-fil-A. You can't even turn onto Sankas. It was like that all day long. Because the Christian community saw a company that was a champion for not bending the knee to the bully. And literally millions of Christians rallied around Chick-fil-A and said, we're with you. We're going to stand with you. Don't buckle under. Don't compromise. We're with you. We've got your back. Now, what has happened? Since 2012, Chick-fil-A has experienced the greatest growth in the company's history. Especially the last 4 years. Now, they have been picketed. There have been protests. And yet, in spite of the onslaught of criticism from the LGBT community, they have experienced the best 3 years in the company's history. And now this. And I understand where Christians feel betrayed. And I guess it's a lesson to all of us not to put too much stock in any person. You know, when I was pastoring, I used to tell my congregation this all the time, folks, please, please, please understand. If I haven't failed you yet, I will. There are a few things that I can promise you, but I can promise you this. If you're a member of this church long enough, and I am your pastor long enough, I will fail you. I don't want to. I'm going to do my best not to. I'm going to try not to, but I'm a human being. So please don't put your eyes on me. Keep them on Jesus. And that's certainly true of companies and corporations as well. And I'll just close by saying this. Am I going to boycott Chick-fil-A? Nah. Am I never going to have another Chick-fil-A sandwich? No. But I had this feeling, you know, when I was close to a Chick-fil-A, you know, I wanted to just support them. I just, they're standing with us. I want to stand with them. And there was kind of a pride in going to Chick-fil-A because I'm doing something good. I'm doing something right. I don't have that anymore. It's gone. Now, they could get it back. If Dan Cathy is telling the truth to Franklin Graham, we have not changed, then maybe they need to fire their COO and make it absolutely clear that they are what they have always been. If not, and they have an opportunity to. If not, they will never get the support of the Christian community again. Are they going to go out of business? Yeah, I have no idea. Probably not. But I don't think they can expect the hand of God upon them as they have experienced. All right, we need to quick take a break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. If you want to get in on the discussion, I'm done with it. But if you want to continue it, we certainly can. 877-BOB-LIVE.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, I was going to chicken out and move on to the next story. Bad attempt at bad humor. We've got callers who want to continue the discussion, and that's fine. First up is Frank in Columbus. Frank, thanks for calling. You're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Hey, good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon, Frank.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, you just sound kind of tired, I think.
I sound tired?
Yeah, you sound, you know, not so upbeat like you normally do. Maybe.
Well, let me get a little more enthusiastic.
Well, I was just a little concerned about you. You just sound tired. But anyways, you know, every day you do this stuff, it has to be tiring at some point, you know. But anyway, as far as Chick-fil-A goes, you know, everybody wants to capitulate. You know, you had the owner, you know, the founder, he passed away. So, of course, the company, you know, changes. Probably a younger generation now in control of it at the reign. And, you know, they feel that's the way to go. You know, nobody wants to. We live in a country now where everybody gets offended really easy. And you have to go along to get along to get whatever. And in this case, it's to make money for a corporation. And so it becomes about the money. It's not about the principle anymore. And we have generations now that, you know, coming up, that they've been fed this all their life, all the way through school, college. You know, I have an older son that sent him off, say, hey, son, just get your A's, smile, don't try to fight with him, you're not going to win. You know, by the time he went through his bachelor's and master's, he's completely gone. And I almost can't even talk to him anymore. We're very limited on what we can discuss.
Well, that's sad.
It's sad. You know what? It is sad. And I love my kids, both of my sons.
It is.
With all my heart. But, you know, when you're limited to the conversations you can have, it's because nobody, you know, you got a side that wants to, you can't communicate to somebody who doesn't want to listen. Who thinks that they know and their way is the only way, and you're a bigot, you're a racist, whatever, if you might feel this way. And they don't understand the change that's happened in this country.
Yeah.
You know, since my time, I'm 57. I've watched this in increments, and you can't explain that to them. They don't know what they don't know. You know, they're ignorant.
Yeah.
and ignorant because they don't know.
Well, we can pray that as your son gets older, he'll come around and realize dad's not as dumb as he thought he was. That happens a lot, you know?
I'll be honest with you. I think in his heart, Bob, I really think that, what has been fed to him in his colleges is a mental thing. But I think deep down he knows, but this is the way the generation is now.
Yeah.
We're going to capitulate, everything goes. It doesn't matter. You can't have a stand on anything. But, of course, we can hate the other side. We can hate Christians.
Oh, of course.
We can attack Christians.
Of course.
We can do whatever, because the other side's so tolerant. Just remember how loving and tolerant they are. But Chick-fil-A is going through the same thing. And at some point, we all need to make a stand.
All right.
We see what's happening in Washington.
Well, we do, and I think that Chick-fil-A is struggling for their identity, and I pray they find it, and it's where they have always been.
They had one.
Yep.
But
thanks, Frank.
They had one, and they blew it. Yep.
Thanks, Frank. God bless you. Thanks for the call, Jim in Utica. Jim, we don't have a whole lot of time, but I wanted to get to you as quick as I could.
Yep, just a real quick thought. Conversation we just had a few minutes ago. Is Franklin Graham aware that if he allies himself with, Chick-fil-A's new policies and all that, and with the information you just read on that letter before the 4:30 break, if Chick-fil-A's supporting, these pro-gay organizations now, that could hurt organizations like Samaritan's Purse possibly.
Well, listen, this is going to jump up and hit Franklin Graham bad. And one of our listeners just sent me an article from a reputable site that is indicating that Chick-fil-A is trying to expand into Canada. And of course, Canada is far more liberal than America. And in order to expand into Canada, they have hired a far, far left gay-friendly lobbying company in order to lobby the Canadian government and cities in Canada. And the thought is that they are compromising here in America so that they won't get into so much trouble as they move into Canada. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But again, it's a reputable news site saying that they have hired a company called Navigator, which is a huge lobbying company in Canada that is very, very connected with a radical LGBTQ community, and Chick-fil-A has hired them in Canada to help them move into the Canadian market. So,
well, thanks for all you do, Pastor Bob.
Hey,
we
Jim.
Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the call. Hey, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you folks. Thanks.
Okay.
All right, AM 880's got to go off the air, but you can go over to 104.5 FM or streaming audio. I hope you will. I've got a lot of important stories coming up in the next hour, so stay tuned.